I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Do I have a problem, Scott, when don't be so quick to answer. Do I have a problem when I've watched this particular replay of the Masters replay already once today? I love watching the Masters. I don't know what it is. I cannot watch other golf tournaments like this. I just keep watching. And the fact that Tony Finau is, only 3 shots off the lead and tied for 6th, I'm pretty excited about this whole thing. You know what it does?
There's just it's just
I'm booked for
beauty.
The weekend. I'm booked for the weekend now. Don't call me, is what I'm saying. I've got things. All
yeah,
right?
and it's the beauty of it. I mean, it's very aesthetically pleasing when you just the grounds are just – they're just amazing.
Perfect. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us. Scott, of course, took the tour of Rice-Eccles Stadium today. Effusive about all of the upgrades that are happening up on the hill. And I'll tell you what, I'll just say this, though. BYU made a massive investment. Now, they showed this week they're getting a big old video board. They're improving the video board. Great. The biggest improvement that's happened at Lavelle Edwards Stadium has been that Wi-Fi situation that they figured out over the last couple of years. And only a handful of teams across college football have it. And it's a thing where everybody they figured out, all their fans said, you know what we want? To be able to actually look at our phones during the game and kind of half follow the game and half look at what some of the scores and replays and things are. That's where we're at now. I want to go to a college football game where I've spent maybe $100 to sit, in the seat that I've bought, and I want to check other things that are going on outside of the stadium, and I want to be able to have the Wi-Fi to be able to do it. So hopefully, that's also part of one of the big upgrades.
Well, they have a massive video board in the south end zone, which is kind of a problem because all the people in the south end zone can't see it because it's behind them.
they do the move all the BYU fans used to do, which is, oh, what a hit. Turn around, look up at it, see how
but
it
they
goes.
put video monitors in the areas where people are sitting.
Yeah, right.
So they've kind of alleviated that.
I think it would have been nice if they put them in the back of all the seats. That would have been nice.
Yes.
So you could look at the seat in front of you. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday, along with Mitch Harper. And yes, they will be on tomorrow noon to 3. They got last week off. We only give them twice a year. We give them a week off. Matt Biamonte joins us on the program. What's going on, Matt? How was your week off last week?
Oh, yeah, hey, no one knows better than you. those precious Saturdays,
two,
nice to recharge
those
a
two
bit.
Precious Saturdays a year that you get off. All right. So I was just watching during the break here on ESPN. They had this fake Macho Man Randy Savage that was dressed in all Jets gear, talking like, of course, the Macho Man, telling the general manager of the Jets that they got to take the cream of the crop, Zach Wilson, in the draft. And I was like, this guy is wild. But, like, their fans there, over the little bit of polling I've been able to kind of just see on social media, love the idea of Zach Wilson showing up in New York.
I have mixed feelings about that, guys. On one hand, I like that the Jets have so much draft capital. I mean, when you look at the teams over the next 2 years that have the most day one and day two draft picks, it's the Jets. They have 10 picks, 5 in 2021 and 5 in 2022. Wow. So they've got a chance to get good quick. But it's the Jets. they haven't been good in so long. They've been dysfunctional for so long. So I have mixed feelings about it.
Here's what concerns me about it, and this just popped into my head. I've had a lot of concerns in the past, but I agree. The Jets have historically been a really bad organization. The problem that Zach Wilson, I think, is going to run into is everyone says he kind of throws like Aaron Rodgers, kind of throws like Patrick Mahomes. And I think when he gets there, everyone's going to go, okay, we'll play like Patrick Mahomes, play like like Aaron Rodgers. That's what we drafted you for. And I think Zach Wilson's going to play like Zach Wilson, you know, and hopefully that will be good. But I think there's the potential of it being good. But I just get concerned that the expectation is almost too much. It's like, you know, they expect him to be those players. And to your point, Matt, you got to have other players around you in order to kind of have that success. And Patrick Mahomes has got some amazing talent around him at Kansas City.
And those two franchises, guys, have been just rock pillars in the NFL of being stable, having good ownership, doing things the right way. I mean, Patrick Mahomes goes into a Kansas City team that was in the playoffs, and they lost a close playoff game with Alex Smith as the quarterback before Mahomes took over. It's not even comparable. The Chiefs and the Packers and the Jets, they are on the complete opposite ends of the spectrum. So I'm concerned about that. And I remember Jimmer came on with us a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Zach and Taysom, and he said, nothing matters more than where you land. And, you know, the Jimmer story is well known, and he goes to the Kings, and then they fire their coach. But Zach is good enough to succeed with the Jets, and I like that they have a new staff, and they've got a lot of draft picks. But it pains me to think that San Francisco, one pick away, I think they've been more stable more recently. They were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Their roster is loaded. It's just a bummer that Fields, for whatever reason, is dropping. Because at the beginning of the season, I mean, if you think, hey, if he can jump up to that third spot behind Fields and Lawrence, and then he goes third to the Niners, people would be celebrating. But it's going to be interesting. There's no doubt about it.
John Beck coming on the show tomorrow. What are the types of things that Zach learned from John Beck during his time, kind of getting coached by him in the offseason, the little things that have happened of getting him back to 100% health? What are we going to hear tomorrow on the program, too?
I think John is going to talk about just how much he's improved in terms of his arm strength, because I know that we had John Beck on before the season began, and he just talked about how he wasn't healthy and he wasn't able to make all the throws, and then he was able to rehab and work with him. The thing that I love about Zach and John Beck being a pairing is John Beck played for some dysfunctional football team. So he's going to be able to help him understand what it's like to go into a place where there
hasn't
been a lot of
success. Help him be dysfunctional? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Look, if you want to be the perfect dysfunctional Jet, we're going to help you do that as quickly as possible. That's the guy they're going
to... I just think that John Beck knows what it's like to play in some of these teams that haven't had success in a long time. And they'll be able to help him, because that relationship is going to go beyond just him getting drafted. I think that's a forever relationship, and he'll be able to lean on John Beck and get
his good to have
and
someone like that.
Way.
It's really good to have someone
absolutely.
Like that.
All right, Matt Biamonte, you can hear him right here on the airwaves, noon to 3 tomorrow with Mitch Harper, of course, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. You can listen to, you can read both of these guys on KSLSports.com at any given moment. And so, Matt, thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll listen to you tomorrow, man.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. There he is. Matthew Biamonte. Tune in tomorrow. Cougar Sports Saturday, noon to 3. You don't want to miss it. Best Cougar coverage anywhere. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. MVPs are next. Oh, we missed a day without MVPs. Stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do? in the face of an international disaster decades in the making. That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.